Betty, where did you grow up?
I grew up on a farm at Leeds, North Dakota. I went to a small school where you could be active in everything, and mm-hmm. we were, of course. Started there with music and high school drama and everything. But anyway, then I went to Concordia, and I ended up here at Stephen in 1973 on a farm. And a few years ago, I moved to town, and I'm involved in the community. I've always been involved in the community. So I taught for a few years, English and Spanish, and directed some plays. It was great. And the first couple of plays that we did in Stephen, actually, I guess I directed, we had a womanless wedding, which was to a packed house. We had all the men in costume. They played all the parts of a wedding and the relatives. It was a fundraiser for the school. We had it at the at the high school gym.
Okay.
After that, I directed the female version of The Odd Couple. We used the high school old gym stage for that.
Right.
And then we decided to incorporate an arts council. So that was in the early 80s.
And now you have a center in Stephen called the Stephen Arts Center. It's a venue that allows the public to view art, entertainment, and theater. And where about in Stephen is the Arts Center?
It's right on 5th Street. It's the main avenue coming through town. It's right very near the school and the museum and across the street from the Catholic Church. The Arts Center was the original Presbyterian church building.
Oh.
Well, they had a building for a few years, and in 1894 is when they had incorporated as a congregation. But then in 1916, they built this structure. So we'll be having the centennial of the building itself next year in 2016. We're planning some events for that to celebrate. It's a wonderful historic building right on the main street of Stephen.
You can't miss it. So what has the Art Center building been used for in the past, Betty?
We have had a huge variety of things. Because it's been a church, it's just got so many areas and so much potential. We have the costume rooms downstairs. We have a wonderful dining room downstairs where we can have pottery exhibits and painting classes. We can have dinner theaters. And then we have the upstairs with a beautiful overflow area. And the overflow area we have used for receptions.
Mm-hmm.
It's been rented for high school receptions. We have, over the years, had senior recitals. And we have had Marshall County pageants. We've had musicals. We've had visiting theater groups from Morehead State and from NDSU come in and perform on our stage.
Wow.
We have state-of-the-art lights and sound. So we've had benefactors who have really made this theater into a wonderful theater. We cushioned the pews and turned it into theater seating, basically. And we just have so many options. So we try to have a concert series. We try to have things for children, things for older people, just a wide variety of experiences in the visual and performing arts.
So how is the Arts Center financially supported?
You know, it's hard to make money. You don't make money in the arts. So we depend upon donations. We've had wonderful benefactors. We get memorial money sometimes. We have some people who are so thankful the building has been preserved and is taken care of. So annually, they will give an end-of-the-year donation, which we really appreciate. And of course, we are a 501c3, so it is tax-exempt. But then we really, really depend upon grants.
So the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council has been a very important partner for you then?
Absolutely, yes. And the Stephen Endowment as well.
Now, there's a painting party coming up. You talked about music and stage performances and other events at the Arts Center. There's a painting party coming up. Tell me about that.
We're bringing in an artist. She can take a minimum of 10, a maximum of 30 people. So we do ask that people pre-register. It's on September 16th, a Wednesday evening. And she calls her business Bright Brushes. So she does have a website. And she will provide all of the supplies. I believe the tuition is $30, but everything is provided, and then the Arts Council will be providing some refreshments. And it should just be a really fun evening. When people leave at the end of the evening, they will go home with a finished piece of work that they have done.
All right. Give us that date and time again, and how do folks register, Betty?
It is September 16th at 6:30, the Wednesday night, and they can register online with Bright Brushers. They can register with the Stephen Arts Council. They can call any of the Arts Council members. Roberta Bergeron in town is coordinator for this event.
Again, the venue is tremendous. It's in Stephen, Minnesota. You also had a gentleman there named Warren McKenzie. Tell me about that exhibit.
That was a really wonderful pottery exhibit. brought in by a grant from the state of Minnesota on the tax money that's provided for events like this to travel throughout the state.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a wonderful potter. He taught for many years at University of Minnesota. And he's now 91 years old and still doing his work. Just wonderful to see him at work in his shop. It was a wonderful event.
My guest again, Betty Pickup of Stephen, Minnesota, part of the Stephen Arts Center in Stephen. And if someone has an idea, Betty, to host an event at the Stephen Arts Center, what should they do?
Contact us through Facebook or online. Contact us through Berta Bergeron, Betty Pickup, Jody Paulson, who's easy to reach. She works at the bank in town. Patsy Hagen, who is easy to access, too. She works at the Stephen Building Supply, and so she's easy to find, too.
Lots of options there. And again, where is the Stephen Arts Center in Stephen, Minnesota, Betty?
The Arts Center is on the main street. It's at the west end of town. It's about a block before the golf course, right across from the Catholic Church building with a red roof. You can't miss it. There's a wonderful sign out in front, and we'd love to welcome anybody to town. The building is available for any kinds of arts events,
mm-hmm.
and it's also available for rent. We have our contracts for that at the bank, actually, in town. But, you know, people can rent the space for purposes. We have actually had weddings held in that.
Interesting.
We have a Stephen Community Center at the other end of that same street. So sometimes people go to that
sure.
venue instead of to the arts center. So we try to emphasize when it's for the arts or when it's the community centers at the other end, at the east end.
All right, very good. Well, Betty Pickup of Stephen, thank you so much for joining us on Pioneer 90.1.
Thank you very much, and we certainly hope to see a lot of your listeners come over and visit us. Come to some of our events. Thank you so much.
You betcha. Thank you, Betty.